That's definitely my biggest annoyance in playing Control, when people, like, they get all these kills for nothing.
That's a ranked tip for you guys. Play the objective.
Yeah.
Just hop on the hill. If you hop on the hill, you'd be surprised how fast you can actually win.
People are, they're always looking for SR, like how to get more. They don't win. It's like, because you don't play the objective. You're not doing what you're supposed to do. I've always thought about it this way, is that I would rather we lose making a good effort play, knowing that we were doing the right thing, than losing thinking of the potential of, dude, if you were here, or like we were doing this, we would have won.
Welcome everyone to episode 161 of the COD Casuals. We're your host Justin,
and I'm Mike.
How you doing, Mike?
I'm doing great, bro.
Yeah,
I'm doing great. I was telling you beforehand, this like past week at work has just been hell.
Yeah.
it's just been so stressful. But today I turned in three things, and my internet finally back online at school.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know if I mentioned that, but it was out for like 2 weeks. Mm-hmm. We talked about it.
Yeah.
But then, Friday they made it like available to us so we can go on there and actually use it again. So yeah, 2 weeks out. I mean, dude, you know, this is ridiculous. Talk about some nonsense. So, they go and text us. Well, my vice principal does. He's like, hey, the tech people are here. Mm-hmm. This is at like 3:10. He's like, hey, they're here if you want to drop your laptop off to get serviced by these guys so to work. My class ends in 5 minutes. I'm like, I can't do that.
Yeah.
And then I've got to go do other stuff afterwards. And I got work. Mm-hmm. I got to go drive to lessons. I'm like, I can't do that. So I call out of work. Like, just thinking, well, I'm not going to be able to make it there because I have to do this. They're like, well, if you can't do it, then on Saturday, we're going to have techs at this other school in Lowell. You can drive there and they'll do it. I'm like, am I getting paid for this on my own time because of your fault?
Yeah.
Middle fingers are flying. Yeah. I was so pissed. Yeah. I was like, you guys are disgusting.
Yeah.
We could go Saturday. You could go on your day off. I'm like, that ain't my day off,
yeah.
bro.
Yeah.
And you think I want to go and now waste my gas money on something that's your problem?
Yeah, dude, that's so
that's insane. So you guys got a lot of nerve.
That's how America treats teachers, dude.
Oh, I know, bro. It's, don't even get me started on that.
Oh, yeah. It's ridiculous. Look, I get it. Well, I'm not a teacher, but my girlfriend's a teacher, and I think she should be getting paid like 200. Maybe 250.
Yeah, right.
I mean, the stuff that she deals with. Oh, she's in special ed.
Yeah.
So it's like,
oh, dude. I mean, it's.
And then the parents are fucking awful.
Oh,
and
yeah.
And it's like, you can't. I'm like, you can't blame the kid because it's not the kid's fault. And the parents are just ridiculous about stuff. I'm like, all right. At least with like your kids, like, you can blame the parents. You can blame the parents and you can blame the kids.
Yeah, I mean, that's even that is tough because the parents.
Oh, yeah, no, I'm not saying
just,
it's not.
They're
tough,
just like the kids.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
So I'm like, this kid who takes no acceptance of any wrongdoing.
Mm-hmm.
And then you go and write them up and then you talk to the parents and they do the same thing. They're like, well, he talks about all these other students. I'm like, here we go. Yeah. I'm like, I'm not talking about those
people. Yeah.
You know, it's like. It's, I'm like, now I know you're coached. Your child is coached by you to act like this.
Yeah.
You know, to just blame and never take responsibility for anything.
Sounds about right.
You know?
A lot of people, yeah. That's, I don't deal with that. Well, no, I deal with that. I deal with adults that don't accept
responsibility. That's the thing, dude. For me, like, kids, I can get it because you're a kid. You don't understand that stuff.
Yeah, you get a pass.
When you get to eighth grade, I'm like, bro, you got to get a grip on this stuff, you know? Fifth grade, you're 11 years old. I'm like,
yeah. Right, well, in my eyes, it's like once you get to high school, it's like, get your shit together.
Mm-hmm.
Not like completely. Like, it's not like you're a full-on adult, but
no.
You should know what's right and what's wrong.
Right. Like, you shouldn't be acting a fool all the time if you're, like, 16, 18 years old. It's like, dude, really?
Yeah, yeah.
Like, it's not funny anymore. It's not cute. It's
sad. Yeah, yeah.
And then when you're in your 20s and 30s, like, the people you deal with, I'm like, bro, are you kidding me right now?
Yeah, yeah. The people that can't accept that they're wrong at all or that, they just don't take responsibility when they mess up. When it's like, it's not even a big deal if you mess up. It's just like, just own it.
Right.
Also, no one cares if you screw it up.
Right.
Because everyone screws up.
Right.
Yeah, it happens like every time I mess up at work, I'm like, ah, shit, sorry.
Yeah.
and we move on.
Yeah, exactly.
Like, no one cares like right. that much. It's not that deep.
Right. No, exactly. It's not that yeah. deep. You know? Well, I had kids who were like, they'll go and like there was a, it was on Thursday or Friday. No, it was definitely Friday. There was someone who like they kept making this like squeak noise. Like I don't even know how to like imitate it, but I was at my desk like doing some work. Mm-hmm. I had already helped them. I'm like, all right, you know, you guys got your time. You know what you have to do. And I kept hearing this and I just stopped. I got up. I'm like, who's doing that right now? Mm-hmm. Like, I'm like, you're not in trouble. I'm not going to write you up or anything. Who's doing that? Just tell me. And they're all just sitting there. I'm like, this is the most quiet you've ever been. And now I'm in your face. I'm like, someone tell me.
Yeah.
And nobody told me.
Yeah.
You know, they start going like, he's doing it. What? No, he. I'm like, yep, there you go. Yeah. I'm like, pathetic. Yeah. I just sat back down.
Who's going to be the tattletale?
Yeah. I'm like, who's the rat?
Yeah.
Who's the rat?
Yeah.
You know? But yeah, they just can't be like, it was me. And I'd be like, can you just stop?
Yeah.
You know? I'm like, that's all I'm going to say to you.
Yeah.
But nah, man, I mean, we, like, going off of that, though, you know, thankfully, back in it, this whole daylight savings, bro, cooked me.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah.
I'm exhausted.
Yeah, dude, same. I mean, Saturday morning I woke up, I wasn't even out that late. I got home at like 12 and I was like, mm-hmm. Right, you know, pretty solid, go to bed, get up at like 7:30. I had work at 9:30. I'm like, not that bad. Mm-hmm. And I get up at 7:30. I'm like, I can't get up right now. Yeah. No way. And then I set my alarm. I woke up at 8:30, which I like never do. Mm-hmm. But I'm like, okay, now I feel good. And I was freaking out. I was like, why am I so tired? And then I looked at my clock in my car and I was like, what? Yeah, I was like, what's the time?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's been killing me.
Yeah. The good thing is that we get an extra hour of like daylight now.
Yeah, but, dude, we're recording with the sun out.
Yeah, I know. So like the sun, by the time it's, I don't know, by the end of April, like going into May, the sun's going to start setting around like 8 o'clock, which is awesome. But yeah, the transition sucks.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. I went to bed like the normal time that I usually do, like around like 12.
Yep.
And I woke up and I was just still tired.
Yeah.
Even though technically it was 11.
Right.
But
yeah, that's going to be, it's going to be a tough one to just get over the next couple of days. Then we'll adjust.
Yeah.
You know, but yeah, we, well, over the past weekend too, we went to the, Boston Breach watch party at Foxborough. Shout out Helix.
Yeah.
That was a really good time.
It was good.
I always like going to those.
The outcome was not good, but being at the event was good.
Yeah. What the fuck's up with that?
Yeah.
Fake fans, bro.
Yeah. Boston got sweeped.
Yeah, they got smoked.
Yeah.
I mean, it's no, there's no way to sugarcoat it. They played FaZe.
Yeah.
And FaZe has just been looking so good. But we were thinking, trying to be a little bit optimistic because they took OpTic to game five.
Yeah.
And Boston should have arguably won it. But like point being, they took a top team to the like final map of the series. And we're like, okay, maybe they could, you know, get a couple of rounds on FaZe, maybe take it map five, but maybe like they lose like 3-1 close games. I'm not going to be devastated. And I was devastated.
Yeah. The 3-0 sweep was a real 3-0 sweep. It wasn't really competitive.
No. No, it was not.
Yeah. I was worried that we were going to get our food and the games were going to end.
Yeah.
That's how quick it was.
Oh, yeah.
It was insane.
Yeah.
And the games were supposed to start at 6. And I'm pretty sure the games ended at 6:15.
Yeah.
They started,
you're right.
Because the day just went by so quick.
Yeah.
Because the CDL schedule sucks. But
yeah, it's terrible.
Yeah. It just went by so fast. FaZe went 12-0 back-to-back like games in search.
Yeah. They're so good. Those guys are just like, they're on another level.
They're just running at people. Yeah. I mean, granted, Boston wasn't really doing the best at trading. And if you just watch the minimap, everyone, I think anyone could look at it and be like, what are you doing?
Yeah.
Like, no one was watching anything. Like, I don't know if comms were even happening. Like, they're just down. They're probably still in their head from the OpTic game that they, again, arguably, they should have won.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I mean, and that's the thing, too. Like, we've had those before. Like, when you're down so much in a game, I'm sure most people have felt that before. When you're down, like, over 100 points in a game, it's so hard to mentally bounce back from that. Like, I saw it on the flank. They talked about it. They're like, when you hear the teammate being like, dude, we just need 160. We're good. You know, yeah. Like what foot? He's like, you know, it's over.
We're, like, we're fine. We're fine.
Yeah. Or like good. Someone, yeah. Or they start going like, dude, like everyone just come on, let's start talking, bro. Yeah. Like, you know, we're too quiet right now. That's when you know it's chalked.
Yeah.
When you have to try to get people back to baseline.
Yeah.
Yeah. And like I said, I'm sure they were still, in the pits from that game yesterday. Cause they would have just been on like a massive high if they won that. So they went into that, probably already down. And again, playing FaZe, like they're arguably the, I don't know, they're like top three best team right now.
Mm-hmm.
Well, top four, but this split, they've looked insane.
Yeah. And Boston has one more match. So, I mean, by the time you guys listen to this, they'll play Seattle already. They're going to 3-0 Seattle. And what's crazy is they still have a chance to make winner's bracket.
Yeah.
For Major 2 in Miami, which is just shows how bad the rest of the league is outside of Optic, Ultra, and Optic.
Right,
I don't know, FaZe.
Yeah, and New York, too.
Yeah, New York,
like,
yeah.
Those top teams just run it. And it's crazy. I saw, too, like, there's teams that are 2-5, and they can make it to winners.
Yeah.
And, I mean, that's it's just...
It's close.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, it's dumb.
Yeah, I mean, I think we're 2-4 right now.
Yeah.
Pretty sure. So, I mean.
Yeah, so we go 3-4, and then we can make winners. Seattle, we should beat them.
We should beat them.
You know, yeah. I think if we don't beat them, then that's, you know, that's really rough.
They need a win before going to the major.
Yeah, they have to.
They just need some momentum. Because the thing is, we watch the Optic game, and you see the glimpse of it, and you're like, these guys can win. It's not like these guys are bad players or anything.
Yeah.
We have a world champ on the team. And Asim and Slasher, like Slasher's another world champ, and Asim and Slasher won on Vanguard together, and Priest has won multiple events, and they got Snoopy, who he was in contender for like Rookie of the Year, but that like he's insanely good. Like they just need to rally together.
Yeah,
I don't. Yeah, yeah. There's just so much involved in the team. Like you don't know if. They're just not clicking, or if they're just getting frustrated with each other outside of the game, because in game, like they're already frustrated.
Right.
Like we don't know.
Yeah. And I mean, that big thing too, you see it at the pro level and even just at like, you know, like casual rank play, you know, like if you've got your squad of four that you always play with, or like for us, just like us two playing, if you don't have someone on that team who's not firing on all cylinders, especially at that level, your team is at a massive disadvantage, you know, and same like just with chemistry, like with them actually playing and working together on the map and then their overall performance. Like if you're one person on the map that's really struggling, that's going to be really hard for that team to try to bounce back and compensate for you. Mm-hmm. And at the pro league, I mean, forget about it. You know, yeah. Like if you're not all gelling perfectly and just working in perfect harmony on the map, it's going to be a wrap for you.
Yeah. And you need chemistry in and out of game.
Yeah.
And the last thing you want is players to, like, you're not believing in your teammates anymore because, you know, loss after loss after loss, it gets tough. But, like, you if you start thinking like that, it's already over.
Yeah.
That's chalked.
Yeah.
But, yeah, I hope they can go into Seattle and just, like, get a quick 3-0. Like, some momentum.
Right. They definitely need some momentum. Or at least with a confident win coming out of that, going to Miami, because otherwise I think it's going to be a really rough major for them.
Yeah.
If they don't end up getting that win. I mean, that's a team that's like in shambles. They're like a broken team. Seattle is. So I think they should make a light work of them.
Yeah. And Boston needs points.
Yeah.
For champs.
Yeah.
Because they can't. Even if they win this, I'm pretty sure like a couple other scenarios have to happen for them to make it to winners. But last thing we want is for them to like lose this and then go to Major 2 and then just get first rounded and we get no points.
Yeah.
And now we only have two majors left and they're just fighting to qualify for champs.
Right.
And if they get first rounded, like, I mean, I don't want them to make a roster change, but again, like, who knows? Right, because they already did make a roster change. And like I would say this is the best Boston team we've had since Breach has been created. So, like, that's insane.
Yeah.
That just shows how good the league is.
Yeah, and the thing, too, that's tough about it is you know, say they do make a roster change. I mean, we're not like experts on this stuff, but who are you going to get that's at that caliber to replace them with?
Yeah.
You know, like, yeah, of course there's better players that are like, you know, in the league right now, but one, none of those guys are going to leave their team. Like all the talents at the top four teams. So mm-hmm. then you're taking a risk on a lot of like unknown players.
Mm-hmm.
And I mean,
well, it's a risk regardless, like making a change. Because a bunch of other teams, if they get first rounded, they're going to make a change too.
Yeah.
And then you're basically just swapping players. But yeah, you have to. But also you're taking the risk of, is that player going to mesh in a month?
Right.
Like,
yeah, the guys they'd have to poach from would be their academy team. You know, they'd have to have someone like Pentagram or Cammy or I'm trying to think who else is on that team. Shawnee. And who's their fourth?
They need a sub, though.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, they're going to need someone to match that speed. And it, like mm-hmm. what I was saying before, like having to take a chance on him, like that's what mm-hmm. they did with Snoopy. They took a chance on him.
Yeah.
And it paid off at champs, like, I mean, at least with him.
Mm-hmm.
You know, he was not a bad player. He was not the reason they lost.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so it's tough, like having to delve into the unknown variable of a player. Mm-hmm. But when if you get desperate and they're like, look, we got to make champs.
Yeah.
You know, you're out, bro.
Yeah.
And we're just, hey, if we fail, even if we have you, we were going to fail anyway.
Yeah.
You know, I guess you kind of have to have that like do or die at the moment.
Yeah, because you only have a month. But yeah, I think their fourth is Cruz.
I think
that's who their fourth is. But
I think you're right.
Yeah, they need to make a change if something happens.
Yeah. They got to be ready for it.
Like, that's always a possibility, like in the league at this point.
Yeah.
Because there's not really time to waste. So, I mean, we'll see. But the watch party overall was good. I mean,
sick ass poster.
Yeah. Oh yeah, I got it right here.
Yeah. Let's see that
exclusive poster.
Yeah, bro. You know what you should do is you should go and since you got two of them, go auction it off.
Not
rare.
No, one of one. No one's getting that,
bro. Well, it's funny, man, because like I told you when I sent a poster, the one that I got framed from Major One. People were like, oh, dude, like, I need to have that. Like, yeah, I want to have that. And we talked about it before. Like, we got memorabilia from these things that, like, they only made, I don't know, like 50 of them or something like that.
Yeah.
You know? They make a handful of them mm-hmm. and they call it,
mm-hmm.
you know? So it's a cool moment in history where it's like, oh, yeah, you know, this city, like, you know, whether it's Minnesota or I know Toronto does them,
mm-hmm.
Boston, like, these guys host these watch parties and make exclusive stuff for it. I don't know if Toronto and Minnesota do, but I'd imagine they do something similar.
Yeah. yeah, I have no idea if they like release limited edition like posters, stuff like that, but you know, it all depends on your location, right? So we're lucky enough that we're close by.
Yeah.
And yeah, like I always say, this is part of like esports history regardless of whatever happens with the CDL. Like this is just memorabilia that you know, but also like it's just cool to have because we can say that we've been to the both Boston Bridge majors.
Yeah.
So yeah.
No, it's pretty dope. You know, we're gonna have it until we're like, you know, dead and gone.
Yeah.
I'll have it in my man cave at my future mansion. Check this out.
Yeah. So I'm gonna get that thing framed at some point and then figure out where to put it.
Yeah.
I got one more spot. You see it?
Yeah,
top left corner.
Yeah.
That's it.
That it'll work nice there.
Yeah.
It'll work nice there. You'll have to get rid of that poster though and put it somewhere else if we do another one, because then this has to be your Boston wall.
You know what I mean? Well, my corner here is supposed to be Boston, but I'm just getting too much.
Yeah,
I'm getting too much.
Yeah, too much merch right now. But yeah, so we did that, which was that was always a good time. It was good to see some people there we'd seen before.
Mm-hmm.
And then we've just been playing a little bit of ranked. I've been off the past couple of days just because work's been brutal, but I'm this week I'll be on pretty much every day because I can actually chill for once.
Mm-hmm.
And the rank grind's been going good. I'm almost plat 3. You've hit diamond 1.
I've hit
you
diamond.
Fucking animal.
Yeah.
Fucking animal.
I've hit diamond. I'm
talk about the grind, Justin. How was
it? Was
what's your thoughts?
I mean, the days that you've been off this week, like I hop on, play handful of games, but what matters is like getting the win.
Yeah.
So like most of those days I'd hop on, play 3-4 games, win all of them, sign off. Don't risk it.
Don't risk it.
And then hopped on, played with one of our friends. And then I stayed on like longer usually when they're on. And we won like 5-8 or something like that. And we're like, all right.
There you go.
Wins. And I hit Diamond before him. He's like, what?
Yeah.
How? Because he's been playing like way longer.
Yeah.
But I just know when to call it.
Well,
or I'm just a better player. You tell me.
I mean,
maybe I get lucky.
I love our boys, but Justin, I mean, come on. Like, I mean, what's the SR you're getting here? Like, let's do
it. Yeah, that's true. Yeah.
The SR doesn't lie.
Yeah.
The SR don't lie. No, I mean, I think that's what he does a lot. I mean, like, we love this guy. He's, but man, he's like the opposite of us in that when we start to kind of lose it, we haven't really gotten there, you and me. Like, most of the time when we get, like, we got a hard set, we're just like, hey, we get our four games, pretty much done. You know?
Yeah, that's
like, for the most part, that's kind of how we are. We don't go on, like, if we're losing and losing and losing and then just keep on going. Mm-hmm. I mean, first off, you and I don't lose and lose and lose like that.
Yeah.
You know? We'll maybe lose a couple in a row, but, like, I can't remember us losing, like, 7, 8, 10 in a row. Or that one night we did.
Yeah.
That one night we did.
It was MW2, right? Yeah, MW2.
Yeah, that was a forgettable night.
Yeah.
That was terrible. But man, after a while, like, he'll play and he's like, dude, my hands are killing me, bro. Like, I'm in shambles. I'm like, bro, get off the game.
Yeah.
Like, don't be playing anymore. You gotta call it at some point.
Yeah. Well, great. Like, we play every day, but it's just, you know, at the nights. And then on the weekends and stuff, I mean, we haven't had those days where we're just sitting and grinding, like, ranked all day.
Yeah.
We just get the wins at, you know. We get our wins and then we call it.
Yeah.
But then obviously, like, every now and then it'll line up where you're free and I'm free and we just grind out ranked. But I never get to the point where, like, my hands are killing me. And we play, like, we put in those, like, 8 to 10 hour days and, like, my hands never feel like that.
Bro. Yeah.
So I don't know.
I can easily say that I've never played any game, COD like included, long enough where my hands have been killing me. And like you said, like, we've had those days where we've literally played from like 9 a.m. I remember that time we played with my friend from college, right? We were on all day from like 9 a.m. to like 9-10 p.m. we played.
Yeah.
And my hand wasn't hurt. Like, I needed to get food.
Yeah, yeah.
But like, my, like, you know, I'm not over here like, dude, hold, like, stretching out my thumb and stuff. I'm like, bro, what are you, 50?
Those days are fun.
I mean,
like, especially when you hop into ranked, and I would say for the most part, you and I will go positive in terms of SR and just get a decent amount of wins. But yeah, our schedule just hasn't like aligned on that yet. But yeah, like, also we're just different players too. Like, he plays a lot faster than me.
Yeah.
I'm as Aches would say it, I'm a system player. I'm not a superstar.
Yeah, yeah. You're not a superstar.
Hey, I'm fine
being
a star.
You're a star, but not a superstar. Yeah.
Put me in any system and I'll play what you need me to do.
Right.
And we're good.
Yeah.
I was getting yelled at like the other day at some guy. He was like, why? Yeah.
Oh, Jesus.
I wasn't talking.
What were you doing, bro?
We were playing Invasion Hardpoint, and it was a P2, and I spawned out. I spawned like towards the palace, and it was like one of the random like split spawns, and I was farming them there, and the guy was like, get out of the fucking hill. I'm like, I'm trying to like spawn kill these guys,
right?
And first off, no one's in front of you, so you can run up and get the hill, so I don't know what you're doing. I had all my teammates unmuted and he was the only one talking, and he just kept yelling at me. And then we went to the P3 and he's like, this fucking guy doesn't know how to play. This guy's Diamond 3 that's yelling at me. I'm like, okay. And
he knows his shit, bro.
Yeah, he's getting shit on.
I was gonna say, was he up at the top with you, or was he getting absolutely smoked?
He was at the bottom.
Yeah, fuck him, dude.
And
he's
then
gonna be like that. Bum.
I think like after the first set of hills, went back to P1. I put my mic on and I was like, dude, we can win this. Like,
right.
Shut the fuck up.
Yeah.
And like, hop on the hill. Like, you need to be my hill kitty.
Right.
Like, get on, because I'm frying and all you're doing is complaining, and they're not, like, the people that we were playing were not that good.
Yeah.
You just suck and you're getting it in your own head.
Right.
And then I told him to be my hill kitty and he got pissed.
Yeah, bro. Dude, that's trolly as fuck.
Get on the hill.
Be my hill kitty.
Like, and then,
what the fuck? That would check me, bro.
And then he was just quiet after that. He was just calling out normally, and then we ended up winning. He's like, let's fucking go. I'm like, I didn't say anything. I just stayed on mute after that.
No, I don't blame you. I mean, dude, you've got no reason to hop on the hill. Now, if you're talking about control,
yeah,
it's like, that's a different story.
Yeah.
You know, like, yeah, you should definitely hang back if you get the kills and hop and stack that shit. Mm-hmm. But, dude, hard point, like, no, you don't need to be that guy. Like, what map was it again?
Invasion.
Yeah, were you running the AR on it?
Yeah.
I mean, dude, even still, like, you could run around a bit. But if you're just playing smart and, like, you know, like you said, you're spawn killing them, as long as you're getting those kills, what's the problem? You know, it's like, dude, you go, like, you're watching one side, or, you know, watching one lane, just get on the hill.
Yeah, I'm stopping them.
Watch the other side, you know?
Dude, I'm happy to hop on the hill if my teammates are frying. I don't care.
Right.
I'll clock the time.
Yeah.
But, he would just run. He would push up past the tank where P2 is.
Yeah.
Run up the street into, like, the office or ice cream shop, whatever you want to call it.
Right.
And, like, die. I'm like, dude, why are you running past the time?
Right.
Like, I got it.
Yeah.
Don't worry about it.
Yeah, exactly. Now, it's just people, like, I think they get super antsy in certain situations. It's hard for people playing COD to just do nothing. Because sometimes doing nothing may be your best option. You know? If you're looking around and, like, teammates frying, another teammate's got, you know, another lane covered, and, you know, there's really nothing else for you to do right now because they're getting all the kills. It's like, all right, I'm just going to sit here, you know?
Yeah,
but people start tweaking and they start running around like, oh, dude, they might go here. They might do this.
Yeah. Trust your teammates.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly.
Trust them. Especially if they're frying. Like, just trust them.
Yeah. No, there's been times like where we've had those guys on a team who they've taken over and I'm just like, all right, like, whatever. Well, I'm just going to do fucking nothing. I'll end this game. If I end this game with like 9 kills, but I've got, you know, 250 in the hill,
I get SR. It doesn't matter.
Exactly. Yeah. I'm like, dude, that's fine.
Yeah.
I don't need to try to make up for it and be like, dude, I've got to get some kills too. Like,
yeah.
For what?
No. Just kind of just pick a lane and just cover it.
Yeah.
Like, if your teammates are pushing up. Yeah. But no, yeah, when it comes to control though, yeah, that's when it's different. I was telling you a couple nights ago or something like that, but now I can, like, I get matched up with Crimson players,
yeah,
and I feel like playing the higher ranks is not easier, but it's more predictable because they're playing like how you're supposed to. So I read those players easier, and I'm sure vice versa, like, same with them. Like, they just know when players are going to hit, like, certain timings and whatnot, right? Because you're up there in the ranks. And we were playing high rise control, and I was farming these guys so bad. Like, 4 down immediately right off rip. I got 3 right off B.
Jesus.
And I'm like, oh, stack the hill. And the teammate, no one, just me on the hill.
Really?
But then we get another 4 down. Stack the hill.
Yeah.
Nope, everyone's just watching. I'm like, what the fuck are we doing? Yeah. What the fuck are we doing? And then we get 3 down, and then another 3 down after the whole squad wipe. We get 2 ticks because I'm on there by myself. I'm like, guys, we need 1 tick. Just hop on. I need one other person. And then all of them, like, die pretty closely at the same time, and then I just get flooded by 3 people, and we don't get
And it's your fault.
Yeah. They're mad. They're like, why'd you chow?
Bro,
like, I don't know what to tell you.
I would fucking lose it. Yeah. I mean, I already do. Like, I'm like, when we play, I'm always that guy. It's like, collapse.
Yeah.
Collapse. Yeah. I'm like, come on. Especially if we play with our other two guys, they'll just be running around. I'm like, no, come
we
back. I'm
it.
Like, we got 4 down.
Yeah.
You don't need to. It's like, no, you two just stack. What the fuck are you talking about?
Yeah.
I'm like, you know how fast this goes up if there's 4 of us on here? I'm like, their only play. I mean, I hear it all the time from pros. They talk about it, like, the importance of doing that. Because, man, when there's 4 people, that hill, it goes so fast. Those ticks fly. They're not going to set up any play.
Yeah.
They're just going to run in like morons.
Exactly.
And you just are like, all right, they're going to jump shot us. Like,
yeah.
That's their only move that they can do. So just get ready.
Yeah.
Like, we're all here. We'll play for trades. Mm-hmm. We've got this.
Yeah. You know? It's a 50-50. I'd rather play 50-50 than, you know, take the chance.
Right.
Of everyone, like, dying at the same time.
Yeah.
And, yeah, I get it. If one person's frying and they're already pushed up into spawn and they're, like, farming them, but the other 3, like, just hop on the hill. Like, on high rise, for example, if you have someone watching the B lane and someone top heli, like, you're exposed. You're too exposed.
Yeah.
If the person B lane can get pushed up into a corner or something, fine, I get it. Like, you're just causing, like, chaos and annoying them. But the person on top heli, like, I don't care if you can see through it. There's a chance that you can just get ripped and, like, they'll headshot you and you die. And now we're down one person. Just hop on the hill. Like, I'd rather risk, you know, those people, like, just running in.
Yeah. No, I would, too. I mean, I've always thought about it this way, is that I would rather we lose making a good effort play, you know, knowing that we were doing the right thing, than losing thinking of the potential of, like, dude, if you were here or, like, we were doing this, we would have won.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, that stuff drives me nuts, where, like, if we have, you know, four stack on the hill and say we get gunned for whatever reason, you know, like, it just happens. I'm like, we had a good play there. Like, we did what we should have done, and had a good setup, and we got gunned. Like, it's as simple as that. I will admit to getting outgunned. You know, I will hate eating losses where I'm like, bro, what were we doing?
Yeah.
You know, we just had an awful setup. We were not playing together, thinking, like, you know, just thinking about the game completely the wrong way. You know, we thought, like, it was too complicated. I'm like, just think simple.
Yeah, you know? Yeah.
You see three down, I'm always like, three down, that's three.
Yeah, they're thinking too far ahead, which I get. You need to think, like, the next step ahead, but you also got to cap the point so you can get extra time.
Yeah.
If you don't have the extra time, you can't think of the future.
People want to jump to, like, you know, fucking Z when they haven't done A, B, C, D.
Yeah.
I'm like, dude, just, like, one step at a time. You know, let's get the kills and then stack that way. Yeah, that's definitely my biggest annoyance in playing control is seeing that, just when people, like, you know, they get all these kills for nothing.
Yeah. You know, that's ranked. So, tip for you guys. And I think every pro player says it, like, how to be better at ranked: play the objective.
Yeah.
Like, just hop on the hill. Yeah. And if you hop on the hill, you'd be surprised how fast you can actually win.
Yeah. Yeah. Like, if people are, they're always looking for SR, like, how to get more, and they don't win, it's like, because you don't play the objective. You're not doing what you're supposed to do.
Yeah.
You're like, you're getting too wrapped up in trying to get frivolous kills that
spawn them out. Like, yeah, I get that. But if you get a whole squad down.
Yeah.
Like, within maybe a second of each other, you got to stack that. Like, on Invasion, when everyone, like, the break off, everyone goes A. If you get three down and then the fourth one, like, a second after, you'll maybe have to fight one gun battle with the first person dying, like, spawning up. Yeah. You'll maybe have to fight them. But at that point, if you have four on, like, if they kill one person on the point, it doesn't matter.
Yeah. No, it doesn't matter at all. Yeah, I mean, there's just, I don't know, I feel like a lot of that stuff, maybe it's because we've played a good amount of it, and, like, you know, other people listening, like, they just learn this stuff after a while, like, trial by error.
Yeah.
Or you watch enough professional Call of Duty and you just kind of in-game replicate this stuff.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, I've talked about it, and I know you have too. Like, the best time for me to play COD when I feel the best is after watching Call of Duty.
Yeah.
Like, after I watch pro COD, I don't even need to, like, I don't think as much because I'm just kind of doing what they're doing.
Oh, it's such a placebo effect. Like, yeah. And you said it before, like, people don't know how to do math. Bro, we're playing Skid Row Hardpoint, and we were on the P2, and they broke us. And we lost this. Like, we were up the whole time. It was 225. The enemy team, they had 225. They broke us with 19 seconds left. And then, like, they got that scrap time. And my teammate was like, hit it, they're going to win. I'm like, what the fuck is 25 plus 19 or 18 at that point? Yeah, like, do you not know that this game's to 250? Yeah,
it's 43, bro.
Yeah, wait. And he's, like, yelling at the team. And then
What'd you guys have for time?
We were at, like, 210, 215.
Yeah.
So we wouldn't have won on that either way.
Yeah.
But he was like, they're going to win. I'm like,
nah, dude.
Dude. And then the two teammates, like, ran with him. To hit old.
Yeah.
And I'm like, no, they don't.
Right.
They don't win.
And did they come do to what I think they did?
Well, yeah, they all died on old.
What happened to the spawns?
Oh, yeah, the spawns got fucked.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, I'm like, yeah, now they win.
Yeah.
They, like, 243 and there's 50 seconds or 59 seconds. Like, yo, now they win off this, bro.
Yeah, they win off the P3.
Fucking idiot.
I'm by myself, 1v3.
Yeah.
Back alley by myself.
God.
With no trophy.
Yes, yeah. Wait, what map you say this was again? It was
Skid Row.
Yeah, Skid Row. Yeah. Bro.
Yeah.
Yeah, dude. Like,
they all die, three down, one on the hill on P2, and then I'm like, they're not winning. They're not winning this. And then, yeah, three hit me from laundry side and just.
Yeah, that's it. Yeah, that's yeah. it. I mean, again, you think about like talking about timing and stuff. If you're up in at that P2 on Skid Row, right? How long does it take you to get from there to the P3 on yeah. foot? Like, you're out of the play.
Yeah.
You're not going to be able to make it. With that amount of time you got left on the hill, like, you are to win. You only needed, like, 12 seconds. Yeah. Bro, they are going to be flying at you to get this done.
Yeah.
You know? Yeah. I've been like, fuck that hill. Like, let's just lock out, like, the back laundry, have someone, like, you know, stair glitching
yeah.
mid. And then, yeah, if they're going to be spawning back there, like, just lock that in. Yeah. You're good. And, like,
well, yeah. We already had the spawns.
Yeah.
That's the thing. They're spawning P2. Yeah.
And then they screwed them up.
Yeah.
And then
you and started. I don't know who thinks 25 plus 19 is 50.
Bro, some people.
That's some, like, that's some easy math, yeah, like, bro. Right there.
They need to go back to school.
Yeah.
Maybe, you know, or maybe they're still in school.
I was that's pissed. I was so mad. Yeah.
Well, again,
I'm like, what do you mean they went on this hill?
Yeah. Oh, my God, dude. I'd be like, bro, you're bugging. You
yeah.
You don't know what your math is anymore. But, yeah, that's, like, that's the thing. Those people, they don't think about, like, when we talked about before, thinking about the long game, like, thinking ahead. Like, that is, you got to think ahead on stuff like that. You know, when you're early into the game, like, you can let, you know, a couple of hills slide, mm-hmm. like, let, like, 20 seconds go if it's not a big deal, if you're still playing close. But, dude, that, like, you need to be thinking about, like, we need these spawns or need to keep these spawns because they're going to be spawning, like, they're going to be spawning P5.
Yeah.
Like, they're going to be spawning, yeah, back P2, P5, like, right in between there. Like, dude, if we get kills here, like, on the row or just while we're on hill before the next one pops, it's pretty much GG's, yeah. you know? And to my point before, I would rather lose that way,
mm-hmm.
knowing that we did the right thing. I'm like, we rotated because that time doesn't matter on the P2.
Yeah.
We rotated. We lost our fights. We sucked on the gunfight.
Yeah,
but
yeah.
hey, we did the right thing.
Yeah. And someone's probably going to clip it and be like, oh, well, you guys are saying don't think far ahead. Different game modes.
Yeah.
Like, Hardpoint is all about staying, like, a step ahead.
Yeah.
When Control is, like, yeah, you have to play for the kills, but also it's... the objective doesn't move.
Yeah.
It's the same place.
Yeah.
But, yeah, that... But we still won that.
Yeah.
That, well, no, we didn't win that one.
I was gonna say, did you...
We, yeah. we queued up with them after, again, and then we won the next game.
There you go.
But, yeah... I don't know what people are thinking. Like,
they're
that's
not
just
thinking,
that's
bro.
Quick
that's
math,
the problem.
Dude.
That's the problem.
That's very quick math.
You know, there you go. That shows that people can't go, they can't use their hands, play Call of Duty, and do basic math at the same time.
Yeah.
People can't go multitask.
No, they can't. You know? They can't.
Bros over here is like, hold on, let me get the math.
Yeah.
Let me get that yeah. calculator.
We don't have time for that.
Yeah, I'm like, dog.
But yeah, that's been my diamond journey.
Yeah, dude.
It's, I mean.
I gotta be there soon.
Yeah. Honestly, it wasn't that bad. Again, it was just hopping on, getting my wins that I needed, and then getting off. And now I'm, like, relatively close to Diamond 2. Like, I need, like, a little over 400 more SR.
It's not bad.
Yeah, but I'm not getting 100 anymore.
Yeah, you're probably getting, like, what, in the 60s, 70s?
Yeah. Like, around. Really, really good game. When I played last night, I got, like, 83.
Yeah, that's
like,
good.
Okay, that's solid. That's solid.
Yeah.
But, yeah. And, I just, again,
what
I
do the losses more. Look like?
They're, like, 25 to 30.
That's not bad.
Yeah.
I remember when we were in, like, the Diamond 3s, some of those losses would be, like...
Well, yeah, but that's because we were playing against, like, Plats, and we yeah. were losing to them.
Yeah, true.
Yeah. No,
67.
I think, like, 30s, like, if you match up against the same division as you,
yeah.
you lose 30, that's, like, default.
Yeah. No, that's probably right. That
as long sense. As you're winning and you're getting more than 30 SR, it's, like, well over 30 SR, it's good.
Yeah.
Because once you start getting to the Diamond 3... That's when you're winning like 35 SR.
Right.
You lose 30 SR. You're like, right. Oh my God.
Yeah.
It's going to take forever.
It's pretty easy for us now to go positive within a night. You know, yeah. like we win two, we lose one, or like win two, lose two. Even if we're still at like, you know, like a 2-2 record, we're still positive on the night.
Yeah.
Because we'll win like between 70, like we're doing 60 and 80 SR, you know. What is that? 140 SR. Then mm-hmm. if we lose two games, we're losing maybe 25 apiece.
Yeah.
You know, like we're still up for the night.
Yeah.
You know, but yeah, when you get to that realm where it's like, you know, I remember on MW2, you'd like win 40 and then you'd lose 30. I'm like, yeah. bro.
Yeah.
This plus 10 a night ain't cutting it.
Yeah, it's not cutting it. Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
I need to go like plus 100 for the night.
Yeah.
That's what I need.
You got to
big wins.
Yeah, you need like an insane win streak.
Yeah. Yeah, you got to be purple.
Just on
purple
it.
Purple flames all day.
Yeah.
But now I did play, I played hella early Saturday morning. Like right, well, when I got up at like 8:30, I played. I immediately got on because the double XP weekend was on.
Yeah.
And I grinded a decent amount during the day because work ended up early. I grinded up until we had to leave for the watch party because I was just playing. I was in the cycle on DOS House just playing that 24/7 yeah. playlist. Yeah, bro, my hands were feeling. I was just like, like that shit. It's a workout playing on DOS House. Oh, yeah. Trying to get the ranks in because, like, I think I'm. I don't know where I am now. I'm over 350, but. I'm just like trying to make sure. I'm like, dude, we got to hit this 450. Like,
well, yeah,
you know, like we'll get it.
We're pushing it, but yeah. We'll get it. Yeah, we are pushing it. Yeah.
I know that's the thing. I'm like, dude, like I'm looking at the days. I'm like, I could do this. I'm like, but
man. Then a week goes by.
Yeah, I know exactly. Like, oh, I'm like, yeah, a week goes by, and I'm like, I did 12 levels. I'm like, that ain't good.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, again, yeah, we haven't been. It's a shame because this game's so much better than MW2. We just haven't like been consistent about like playing every single night.
Yeah.
And the games, and like we play ranked too, obviously. So that's not like the best SR, but yeah. And the weekends, I haven't really been hopping on until like the night.
Yeah, hella late.
Yeah. So
yeah, it's like we just got stuff going on, and like you said, it's funny because we love this game. Like
this game's so much better.
I want to play this game way more than like this game is not. Again, you know, it's not a struggle for me to play MW3 as compared to MW2. MW2 sometimes it was like. All right, let's do it.
You know, yeah.
Like, let's go play. MW3, like, I played DOS House just, like, in that playlist. I could do that for hours.
Yeah.
Know, just because the game is fun to play.
Yeah. Well, know? The most recent update, it's funny, because, like, I've been, I mean, I always spawn in and play Control, but they're rotating in, like, way more maps now for Control.
Oh, yeah?
Like, yeah, I've been getting Hotel more. I've been getting Ricardo. I've been getting, like, Dome. Like, so many of the...
What is this bullshit?
I don't know.
I don't like this.
Like,
I mean, I do, but I don't.
It's so weird. Like, it's fresh to an extent. I mean, Hotel's fun on this game.
Great map.
Yeah, and Mercado's like, you know, they play the same. It's funny. You're just quicker, though.
Yeah.
Yeah, I played a lot of Mercado and Hotel last night.
It's
played
weird.
A lot of Dome, too.
It's weird. I don't think I've played Dome yet on this.
Yeah. Honestly. I mean, I started getting it after the update. But, I mean, MW2, I will say, is way easier on Dome because you just kill
right?
so much faster. Yeah.
Yeah,
and this, it's right. like, you got to get a kill and just, like, wait a little bit.
Yeah.
And then go for a kill. But it's fun.
Yeah, I don't mind it. Like, I do like how they reuse some of these old maps and stuff. Like, it is good. But then sometimes, like, depending on the quality of the maps, I'm always just like, you know, I'm like, really?
Yeah.
Like, Mercado, come on.
Yeah. Well, they added all the MW2 ones. The
what's the Crown Raceway?
Yeah, Crown Raceway, Farm, Mercado, Hotel, and that Dome was technically from like last year too.
Yeah.
But yeah, I mean,
it's a weird. It's a kind of a strange update adding those maps in. You know, we're just getting them more in the control.
More,
update,
yeah.
You know, I've seen that too with some of these. Like on Twitter, people were complaining about the rotations, like these playlist rotations for Warzone.
Mm.
It's the same thing. It's just like, what are these guys doing? You know?
Yeah.
Like, why would you know? They're over here. Like, there's all these other things that they could be working on, but they're like, yeah, let's go throw Farm 18 into Control. It's like, really, dog? Like,
yeah.
That's at your list?
Yeah.
Like, who cares about that?
Like,
who's asking for that?
Luckily, it is like a somewhat of a nice refresh, even though we're going back to the old game.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, dude, there's only so much Invasion I can play.
Oh, my God.
It's just...
That's why Rio's the god.
It's just Invasion. I'm like, dude, this match, it's fun. Don't get me wrong, but, like, God...
Yeah, that's why any of these new maps that they're adding, like, I'm all here for it.
You know? Yeah, yeah. They should be adding, like, MW3, like, remastered maps.
I know, bro. Well, I'm still waiting on that. I'm waiting to see Resistance. I'm waiting to see C-Town. What else is there?
Mission.
Arcaden. Can stay over there.
Yeah, Arcaden.
Yeah, I mean, I think any of those maps, they would be, like, instant hits in this game. They'd be so much fun to have them in there. But will they ever come in MW3? I doubt it, unfortunately.
Yeah, probably not.
You know. So we've just got like a bunch of other random bullshit to be worried about.
Yeah, maps from last game.
Yeah, yeah. And everyone's switching over too, man, to this fucking, they're going to be switching over to the COD mobile shit.
Oh, yeah.
This is the, yeah, like the Warzone mobile stuff. I made a note about it because I saw that from our talk last week, we weren't sure if it was going to be the same ID or if we had to make a new one. Apparently, it's going to be the same ID that you have, which the more I think about it, the more that does make sense.
Yeah.
But, dude, again, like, my whole thing with that, like, why would you want to be playing Warzone on your phone, bro?
Yeah.
I can't see that.
Yeah. Well, it's just clear that Activision wants to, like, Warzone's their baby now instead of, like, multiplayer. Because COD Mobile is not, like, you don't link it to your account.
Yeah.
But also COD Mobile, like, it's fun. They have just, like, top hit maps from every single game. Just all in one. So, yeah, I mean, cool, you can play Warzone on your console and PC and then pick up your phone and play it too.
When was the last time you played Warzone?
I don't even...
Months?
Yeah, I mean, probably the last time we played. On MW2.
Yeah. It's funny, I had a kid at school ask me about it because he's like, what's your loadout?
Yeah.
When I play COD?
Yeah.
And I was like, I wrote it down for him.
Yeah.
Because it's the same one as, what's his name? My sub from my rival, both my rival and MCW, they're taken from Cammy and I think Pentagram.
Mm-hmm.
It was like, you know, their classes. So I just went on my, I went on Twitter and I like, oh, actually, I went in my camera roll because I have them screenshotted and I just wrote it down. They're like, use this for Warzone? I'm like, bro, Warzone?
Yeah.
It's like, dog, I don't play Warzone at all. I'm like, I've maybe played like 20 games total for Warzone, like 20 or 30. I've barely played.
Warzone loadouts are way so different. It's like, you want an MCW with like an ACOG sight on it.
Yeah, yeah.
And it's like, it's good.
You want like an LMG.
Yeah. And I mean, you get those classes on a multiplayer too, and you can fry with them.
Yeah.
But I mean, you and I just run, you know, what the pros do. And the pros run basically like, you don't really put too much stuff on it.
No.
I mean, you use all five attachments, but you don't use like funky ass like attachments and like sights and stuff.
Yeah.
It's pretty like bare bones.
Yeah, but he was like, man, I've never used the MCW. I'm like, what?
Yeah.
I was like, bro, that's the best gun in the game. Like in ranked, that's what everybody uses.
Mm-hmm.
You know? He's like, man, I just play Resurgence and playing Warzone. I'm like, I can see like in that you'd probably never use the MCW.
Yeah.
But yeah, if you're playing pubs or playing in ranked play, yeah, that's the gun.
Yeah. You know? And those people in Warzone probably get cooked in multiplayer because they don't know.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
No, I think it'd be a lot harder for you to make the transition from Warzone to being in, like, you know, pro, like, CDL stuff or, like, in ranked as the other way around, personally.
Yeah, I agree, too. People are going to be like, that's a hot take.
Yeah, I don't give a shit. It's not a hot take. That's a fact.
It is a fact. If you're a really good Warzone player, I'm sure that translates, like, somewhat to multiplayer, like, into ranked, let's say.
Yeah.
Because there's a whole debate between, like, CDL pros versus Warzone pros. CDL pros like win it every single time.
Now,
that's not even like, that shouldn't even be a argument.
Yeah. Now I would say like, you know, to put a, like asterisk on this, like Warzone pros can definitely compete in like CDL. Like they could, you know, like if you play it enough, you can get really good. I think the whole debate is like, could a CDL pro like right now go drop into Warzone like in a tournament and win compared to a Warzone pro just like getting out of Warzone and immediately jumping on a pro team, who would find more success? I think the CDL pro 10 times out of 10 would find way more success in Warzone. I mean, look at Scump, like what he was able to do.
You know? Like Warzone pro players, like they're really good, but multiplayer is just completely different.
Yeah.
And yeah, you can make that argument the other way around too, but CDL pros are, I mean, You're going up against four other people on the map, like over and over and over again.
Yeah.
Like, and some of the best players in the world.
Yeah.
When Warzone, you can just hide in like a house and just kill people from the back. So.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know. I think it's hard to see how people can really defend defend that take. I just think it's pretty obvious.
Yeah, yeah.
You know? But it's two divided communities trying to find a common ground there. You know?
Completely different communities, but I'll always be on the side of pro players.
Yeah.
CDL pros, whatever. I mean, like you said, you can take Warzone pro players and put them in like the like amateur scene. And I'm, yeah, sure, give them like a decent amount of time and like they'll probably, they'll get there.
Yeah, they'll do fine, yeah.
Make it to the CDL? That's questionable.
Play on the top team? Doubtful.
I would take Seattle Surge, worst team in the league right now, against the four best Warzone players any day. So
there you go.
Yeah. Like, by far, I would take the worst CDL team against, like, a Warzone pro team.
Now, what about the worst CDL team versus the best pro team?
Well, what was it?
So worst CDL team versus the best AM team. I think I may have misspoke. How do you think that the worst CDL team would do against the best amateur team?
Oh, I mean, like, that's like 50-50.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, like, we know, like, pro players, like, they're in and out of challengers all the time. I thought you were saying the worst CDL team against the best Warzone team.
Oh, yeah. That'd be tough to measure.
I would still say the pro team's, like, destroying them.
Yeah.
Maybe not destroying them, but they're going to win. I'd bet, like, on them completely.
Yeah, I would, too. But the best pro or the worst pros versus the best AMs, that's a tough one. That's kind of like a coin flip for me.
Yeah, because it's, I mean, just remove the CDL out of it, and, like, technically, they're all amateur teams until you're top 16.
Yeah, so, right.
You know, like, this whole CDL, like, it defines you as a pro team because you're in 12th place, but the best amateur team, like, the best amateur team could be made up of pros.
Right.
So
they could.
Yeah. Like, that argument's like, eh.
I mean, a lot of times it is. Like, you look at Boston, like, these guys who just won, like, the three guys on there, what, Cammy, Pentagram, and Shawnee, like, they're all former pros.
Technically, yeah.
You know, technically, yeah.
Yeah.
It's like kind of fugazi. Like, you call them amateurs. I'm like, bro.
It's just a title. Yeah.
I'm like, dude, those guys, they're pro players.
If you took the worst CDL team and the best Warzone team and then put them into Warzone, might be different. I would say the Warzone players still have an edge, but I would not be counting out the pros, like CDL pros, at all.
Yeah.
At all.
No, I wouldn't.
Because their brain just works like so differently.
Yeah. I would say too, like, overall with these guys, I mean, like, and it's something that people struggle with. Like, I think if you're a top Warzone guy, or even like a top, like, you know, you're on a CDL player, I think, like, you can make that transition into other FPS titles really easily. Mm-hmm. Like, if you're a top Warzone guy, I think it would not be that, or like, nowhere near as difficult to become a top Apex player or a top Fortnite player. You know?
Yeah.
I don't think that would be, like, unheard of difficult for you to do. Mm-hmm. Even if you're like on a CDL team, if you want to be doing that stuff, like, yeah, of course there's a learning curve, but I think that move is definitely doable. I mean, we saw a lot of people talking about this with that game X Defiant.
Mm-hmm.
Like, whenever that comes out, people are like, you know, are pro players going to make the move over there to that game? Because it's like an old school COD game, you know? And, like, yeah, they would be instantly good at that game, you know? Mm-hmm. They know how to play it. It's just like Call of Duty. It's like, you know, dialed back a little bit. So I think that's something, too. These guys could just move in and out of these FPS titles, no problem.
Yeah. I mean, it's all, again, like, BR is just a completely different category than just your everyday, like, first-person shooter.
Yeah.
Like, it still is first-person, but it's categorized as a BR. Yeah. So.
But, dude, could any of those guys go and play Siege? I don't know about that.
Yeah.
That's a whole other realm.
That's, again, could they all go play League? No.
Yeah.
No shot.
Yeah.
People that play League of Legends are on, like, a whole another level. They're way too smart.
Yeah. Like, playing League of Legends, those guys, like, they could go play Valorant.
Mm-hmm.
They could go play Apex.
Shooters.
Yeah, all shooters. Yeah. But if you go to any, like, big...
strategy.
Yeah. Strategy games like that.
Yeah.
Forget it, bro.
Yeah.
You're a pro Diablo player.
Yeah.
You get absolutely flamed.
Yeah. It's just so different. Yeah. But...
it's a different realm for sure. Something I wanted to ask really quick, since I saw it was kind of interesting, I mean, kind of close on, is I saw that, I mean, we know about David Vonderhaar. I think everybody knows about him being, like, he was the godfather of Treyarch, and all those great games that he brought to us. But he had left, and then he had started this whole company called Bullet Farm.
Mm-hmm.
I saw that he's looking to kind of take a step back or an attempt to go back to old school gaming. And I don't know what he means by this. Mm-hmm. I don't know if that means he's going to be like throwing his hat into the ring for like FPS titles. But if he did, I'd be very, very interested to see what that looks like.
Yeah.
You know, because we talked about this, you know, many episodes ago with X Defiant when that came out, and that's been delayed over and over again. But that is still a direct competitor to Call of Duty.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and it's got the support behind it, but it is, it's Ubisoft, right?
Yeah.
Like, they're not always known, like, I mean, another one way to take that back. They've got what? They got Rainbow Six, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. So they're known in that realm, but like in the realm of like Call of Duty-esque games, mm-hmm. it's not really their thing.
Yeah.
But the game looked really good. But now Vondahar, if he went and made, can you imagine if he went and made another Call of Duty?
Oh, yeah.
Like a direct attack against Call of Duty, try to make something. That would be fucking sick.
Yeah, that would be insane. Is Ubisoft Battlefield? What's Battlefield?
That's a good question. Who makes Battlefield? I don't remember.
I don't think it's Ubisoft.
Let me go to Battlefield 2042. Electronic Arts. Yeah, no. DICE.
Oh, okay.
DICE is who makes that game.
Yeah. Well, again, Call of Duty's an arcade shooter. It's supposed to be an arcade shooter. I mean, if X Defiant was smart, they'd... Imagine if David Vonhar went to X Defiant,
bro,
instead. And I mean, hey, he doesn't want to work for anyone. And he created his own game.
Yeah.
And yeah, X Defiant's been delayed over and over and over. And I'm sure when that game comes out, it is going to be like a direct competitor. But at the end of the day, it's going to be a direct competitor to like competitive players. Like realistically, like all the COD fans are going to stay on COD.
I agree with that.
Maybe for us in the COD community, like we're probably going to see a shift depending how good the game actually is. Like, who knows, right? As of right now, it's been delayed over and over. We don't know if it's going to be good enough for pros to actually switch over and making competitive. But, you know, like as Ake says it, he's like, this game is designed for, you know, ranked in mind. But making like a ranked game versus like a casual game are two very different things. Like you need to have like a vision for like one.
Yeah.
And like COD is not it's not made to be a competitive game, but obviously like pros we're all trying to make it competitive.
Yeah.
And it can be competitive.
But that mindset of like the people who are making the game, I mean, they just have to have that drive to actually make the game geared towards it that mm-hmm. way, you know.
Yeah.
But I mean, the main audience is always going to be in just like casual public matches.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I don't think any game is ever like any direct competitor to COD is ever going to take away that audience. I think they're always going to stay true to what they know, because every year they know what they're getting. When if you have like an X Defiant game, like they may buy it, but I don't think it's going to replace their Call of Duty.
Yeah. No.
Like you said, I think the people who take it, like, you know, the plat threes and up.
Yeah.
Or the plats and up, those are the people who are going to go take it to like the next level and be like, all right, let's go try this X Defiant and really, mm-hmm. you know, put it through its paces to see what it is and how it compares to COD.
Yeah. Cause it'd be interesting to see, like, I mean, look at Rainbow. Rainbow was made for competitive. It was strictly competitive.
Yeah.
And I mean, people love the game. So, and then when casuals like you and I go in, we don't know what we're doing. Like, the community is insane. Like, they hate it.
Oh, yeah.
So, we'll see. I mean, it'd be crazy to see that X Defiant, they come in and it is, you know, competitive, like, first. And then second is casuals. To see, all right, well, then what kind of support can they do for the competitive community?
Right.
Because if a big company developer... like Activision and, you know, Infinity Ward and Treyarch, all that, they can't get everything in for competitive. What can a smaller company do?
Yeah.
There's like pros and cons to both. So, I mean, we'll see. But yeah, with David Vonder, I don't know what he's going to do. Bro, I mean, it'd be cool if he created his own game.
I always have faith in that man.
Yeah. I don't know what he's going to do.
Yeah, I think only David knows what he's going to do.
Yeah, you know? Yeah.
But no, it's just like, it's something interesting. We'll have to keep an eye on it. Watch like next week.
They should just give him the keys.
I know, bro. Dude, if they gave him Call of Duty, if Vonnegut was the sole guy making COD, we'd have some of the best CODs of all time.
Oh, yeah.
You know?
I mean, yeah, just wait until next year. Or this year, technically.
Yeah, technically at the end of this year.
The Treyarch. I mean, again, still believe in Treyarch. They haven't let us down.
Yeah. Once. Yeah, again, we'll see how they are without him.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, without him at the helm. Do they stay true to the vision, or was he really the guy that was holding the glue together?
Yeah, well, I mean, we'll see.
We will see.
Yeah,
tune in next week.
Treyarch, they've got their hands in, like, everything.
Yeah.
I feel like they always have to help out with the competitive scene.
No, they do.
But, yeah, I mean, MW3 is really fun. We like the game. And then if we can go like back to back years with like
solid games.
Good games, that'd be great.
Ah, man, that'd be a dream come true.
Yeah.
Games where I'm not like, you know, annoyed to get online.
Yeah.
I'd be really happy with that.
And I don't, maybe Treyarch will make me not mind Tax Sprint as much in their game.
Yeah.
Who knows? If their game's like actually that good.
Yeah. Now we'll have to wait till the trailer comes out, get more news on it.
Yeah. And you know, it's going to be weird. Like probably like May. That's when, like, leaks start coming out of
it's only a couple months.
New COD. Yeah.
Yeah, it's wild.
Yeah. And
it's
we're on season two.
Yeah.
We're on season two of MW3.
Yeah. And by that time, we're going to be into season three.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like, bro, the next COD's what is already it? Talking about. It's like, holy shit.
And by the time, like, we know it, summer's over and new COD's going to be out. Treyarch game.
Bro. Yeah, it's just like, you know, like that meme of Mr. Krabs, and he's like standing there and like everything's blurry around.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
That's literally you and me, just the COD world here.
COD cycle.
Cycle.
Yeah, I remember when MW2 ended, we were like, yeah, we got time for MW3, and then it just
we
came.
We had like 4 days.
No, yeah, literally. We had, because the season went all the way up.
Yeah, yeah, we hit our 1250, we're like, yep, we're fucking done with this game.
Yeah, yeah. And it's going to be interesting. But in the meantime, we're enjoying MW3.
Yeah, we're grinding it out. So. Yeah. Yeah, that's the plan. So again, we'll touch back next week after see how Boston recovers.
Yeah.
And more of some more updates here, more news that comes our way.
Yeah, and they'll be heading into Miami like the week that you guys listen to this.
Yep.
So best of luck to them.
Yep.
I really hope they
can, being the major two champs.
I really hope they can get some CDL points, like make a run.
Yeah.
We need points.
Yeah.
And they know that.
Yeah,
so.
They know it.
But we trust them.
In Boston, we trust.
Oh, dude, side note, though, like before we end it, when we were at the watch party, did you hear the guys behind us that were like, are the guys going to come out and like talk to everyone
after they got smoked
by FaZe? I'm like, Slasher looked at the camera, got up, and walked away after they lost.
Yeah.
I don't want them to come and talk to us after that, because you know like how we feel. We're like, oh my God. Like actual fans, like we're upset.
Yeah.
Those guys, like I'm sure they're fans.
Right.
But they wanted to come and see the players, which I completely get to. But man, after you get 3-0 smoked by FaZe and you're probably mad at each other, to be honest.
Yeah. The last thing you want to do is be going out there in front of these people that showed up to watch you play.
And you disappointed them.
Yeah. They're like, dude, don't even bother, bro. It's good. Like, just hang out.
Yeah. Just
watch some fun.
Go in the back and chill.
Yeah.
Like, you don't need to talk to us.
Yeah. Yeah. No, I agree. I remember hearing that. I was just like, I think I know the answer, bro.
Yeah. Yeah. You can go home.
Yeah. I'm like, pack your shit.
Yeah.
They're not coming.
Because these guys don't want anything to do with that.
Mm-mm.
It'd be different. Like, I think we've been, honestly, I think we've been to one watch party where they did win.
I think there was a time when Methods was playing with them, they did win a game.
Maybe it was two then.
Yeah, it's
been two. Because I remember that. It was like one of the first watch parties because it was Zenny, Tej, Cap, and Nero. And they came out and said hey to everyone. And the second time was, who was it? It was.
You're looking.
Oh, no. It was Wake, Vivid, and Zenny and Nero.
Yeah.
They came out. Yeah. Because I remember because Dents came out. I was like, yo, what's up?
Oh,
Big win.
Yeah, I remember that. Yeah, so they come out a few times when they've won, but yeah.
It makes sense when they win.
Yeah, on a loss like that, especially like, you know, in the fashion that they did. Yeah.
No. Man, can you imagine if they beat FaZe, like they 3-0 or they go game five and they win?
Bro, I'd imagine those guys be fucking.
They come out, let's go.
Let's fucking go.
Yeah. Yeah.
I would be over here like, fuck them.
Yeah.
You know, go crazy. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that'd be nuts.
Yeah, well, we got to get a watch party where they get like a big win or something.
Yeah, I know, dude. That's the goal.
I feel like every time we've been going and it's like they just lose.
Well, we'll see if they do any more watch parties this year. They may.
I'm pretty the person that we know there. He's like, more watch parties will happen.
Yeah,
I'm like, yeah, that'd be good. I get it.
And hopefully the schedule works out where it's like they're not playing an absolutely insane team.
That's just like the CDL as a whole this year. Like,
just the way it is.
The schedule is so whack.
Yeah, it sucks.
So whack.
Yeah.
And like, I get it from Helix's perspective too. It's like, you don't want to host like a watch party if they're playing on Friday when there's two games.
Right.
Like, there's a chance that, granted, there's always a chance because we were there for like maybe an hour tops.
Yeah.
And then we had to leave.
Yeah.
Oh, well, yeah. Then we left because they lost that quick. But imagine going there like Friday, two games. They're like the second game. And then either they 3-0, which would be good, or they get 3-0'd. And again, it's within like an hour.
Yeah.
And now the day's over.
Right. And of course, dude, like, how many people are going to show up, you know, on a Friday, like a Friday at like, you know, 5 o'clock or whatever it is. Like,
yeah.
I think the games start at 3.
Yeah, exactly.
Like, bro.
Well, what if the first game series like 3-0?
Yeah.
They started like,
if they had that, like, that would be hard for me to make. I'd be like, bro, I have to haul out of here.
Yeah, yeah.
But you know, I wouldn't even be able to make that. You know, Saturdays and Sundays, it's like, yeah, I can do those.
That makes sense because they're the longer days.
Yeah, exactly. They're the longer days. People are out of work. So they can come swing by.
Longer days.
Yeah, right. The longer days of three huge matches.
Yeah.
You know, they could last about an hour.
Yeah.
That's it.
I can't believe they're just doing that. That schedule's just, it's not good for like people like us casuals.
Yeah.
It's like you're just getting committed after game two. And then the game's over.
Oh, yeah.
Like,
no, dude.
You're like, you know, you put the first series on. It's like, all right. Second game, you're like probably watching a little bit more. Then you're like, all right, I'm locked in. We're ready to go. And then you got one series left.
Yeah.
And it's over.
Oh, no, it's awful. It's literally awful.
Yeah.
You know, like these days, they just go by so fast, you know? Mm-hmm. Like I'm like, oh, man, we got one more after this. It's like, dude, that's it. I'm like, what?
Yeah. I always go back and look at the VOD and I'm like, it's only 3.5 hours?
Yeah.
What the heck happened?
Yeah, seriously.
Yeah.
Seriously, you look back and it's just like, or you see like on the left side, it's like 3-0, 3-1. And then this one's up 2-0. I'm like.
Yeah.
I'm like, bro, I watched no COD today.
And then you see the live streams where it's like 5+ hours. You're like, oh, it's a good, good day.
You know, you're
of
in
COD.
For a good one when it's a long day.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's all like 3-2s, like close games.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I base it a lot of on the flank too. If I look at the flank and it's like an hour and 30.
Yeah, not
I'm
a
like,
lot to talk
about. Man.
Yeah. No, I
but then it's pushing like 2 hours, if not more. I'm like, okay.
Yeah.
Games are good.
No, I do the same thing, man. When I see them being long videos, I'm like, we're in for. I see the timestamps and like the games are like that, you know?
Yeah.
Where I see one, it's like that. I'm like, okay, bro, they got cooked. they're just like, yeah, not really much to talk about here. They got absolutely smoked.
Yeah.
Yeah, no.
And speaking of the flank too, they're not going to Miami.
No. Oh yeah.
Yeah.
Why not? What did they say?
They just couldn't get like things to work out.
Yeah.
Which does suck because they haven't gone to Boston. They're not going to Miami. There's only two majors left. The breakdown, Scump and Zinni, they're going, but they're not going to be at the venue. They're like renting. I think this is cooler because Scump said it. He was like, they're renting like an Airbnb and they're making like a whole like content studio.
Oh, that's pretty cool.
So like a bunch of people are going to stop by and stuff and they're going to have stuff in the background, whatever. And
yeah,
I'm like, okay, that's cool.
That's pretty dope.
Yeah. Cause Scump was saying, and Zinni, like Boston was really cool cause they had their own room, but it'd be really cool if they were like in the room where the stage is.
Yeah.
Like you're actually in the venue and they're doing the watch party and you can hear like the background and stuff.
Yeah.
I think they do that in Toronto, but that's because Toronto's big enough to do that.
Right.
You know, like.
Yeah, that makes sense.
A lot of it's based on the venue.
Yeah, I get. Yeah. If you're at a space that allows you to do it.
Yeah.
Like same thing. Like I remember when they've done it at Champs. I don't know if actually they've done it at Champs, but like that venue, you could do it there. Like that venue that they've been at the past couple years is huge.
Yeah.
Yeah, Boston, it's like, it's kind of hard to try to find a spot where you could do that. I mean, you really can't.
Yeah, the only place is like the mezzanine there. And like, even you'd be clogging up so much space.
Yeah.
And you're taking away space from like
tickets, you know?
Yeah, tickets, like family, friends, and also like, I don't know, people, big investors coming in and stuff. Like, those are the best seats in the house.
Right.
And Grant, I'm not saying that Scump and Zinni are not worth it. Don't twist my words. Yeah. But Yeah, that's like a whole like table or two like just gone.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, I mean, I could see it like that way, and again, like you're saying, the foot traffic would be like a pain in the ass for everybody around there.
Oh yeah, imagine like
trying to go around that because there's probably some massive crowd around them.
Yeah, you know? Exactly. Like if Scump is there, everyone from the crowd's going upstairs.
Yeah.
And imagine just seeing like a pit of just people up on the mezzanine, and then like, you know, a handful of people. Yeah. In VIP.
Yeah, it wouldn't be a good look.
Yeah.
So, yeah, that's a bummer, though, that they can't make it. Like, I know the idea for Scump is cool, though, so I wonder what that's going to be like. I mean, it has to be super close. That would suck if you have to, like, drive a little bit to go to it.
Yeah.
You know, I wonder what the turnout will be.
Yeah. I think they'll do it good, but it sucks for the flank.
Yeah.
Because now they're
two events in a row that they can't go and do it, you know?
50% gone.
Yeah.
After the flank, like, tour, too.
Yeah.
And, that, like, last year, that was good.
Yeah.
But...
can't do it.
Yeah.
It is what it is. We're not going anywhere, though.
Yeah, we're not going to Miami.
So fuck them.
Yeah. We'll see what happens at the next Boston.
Yeah, exactly.
We'll go there.
Yeah,
we got to make it out to like an Optic event. At some point in like our life, we got
to
make
go,
it there.
Yeah, make it out to Texas to go to one of them.
Yeah. So.
That'll be the goal. We maybe do it next year, see what happens. See what happens to those ticket prices.
We'll see what happens with the CDL.
Yeah, to be continued.
Yeah, we'll see. But yeah, I think we covered everything.
I think that's it.
Ranked.
Bro.
We're grinding. We'll get there. We'll get you to Diamond. I want to hit Crim. We'll see. I don't know if the time will allow that for me.
It may.
We got like 20 days. I don't know. That's pushing it because I have to hit 450.
Right.
And we're not.
That's going to be some like, there's going to be some nights where we're just going to grind pubs.
Yeah.
Like we're going to have those nights.
Yeah.
Pop the double XP tokens, just grind that.
Yeah. So, I mean, or they bless us to another like double XP weekend and we just have nothing going on.
Yeah, be like, all right, bro, we're not playing rank.
I gotta be like what I was before I went on vacation.
Yeah.
What was that? It was MW2. I grinded like 80 levels
before
I went. It was insane.
Yeah.
So I gotta do that again.
Yeah. That's gotta be the move. Just sit down and really play all day.
Yeah.
Be like, you know, job? No. Girlfriend?
Yeah.
No. Responsibilities? Taxes? No.
I'm seeing my friends at aren't good at COD, they're already 450. I'm like, what?
Oh, bro. I mean, I'm not going to go on, but bro, I told you that. Like, one of the guys I teach guitar to, he's like, he's trash. But
yeah.
but he's 448. I'm like, homie, what?
Yeah.
He's like, dude, you're only like, you're like in the 340s. I saw you, right? Like, you're not that high. I'm like, brother, I would kill you. I would destroy you at God. You have no idea what you're talking about.
Yeah. One of my roommates from college, he's been 450 for a while. And he's like, dude, I thought you played. I'm like, oh, shut up, dude.
Yeah. I'm like, no, dude, I'm going to play fucking pubs all day.
Come on, man.
Yeah, don't do me like that.
You don't get it.
That's where I'm at now, but you don't get it, bro.
Yeah.
Like, yeah, you're talking to me, gold too.
Oh, no, yeah. Bronze.
Yeah, bronze. Okay. Dog
come play me.
Yeah, I'm like, don't step to me.
Yeah. But yeah, that'll do it. Thank you, everyone, for listening to episode 161 of The COD Casuals. Make sure to follow us on anchor.fm/The COD Casuals. We're on Spotify, Google Podcasts, Apple Podcasts. Leave a 5-star rating because it does help us out a ton. And follow us. We're also on Instagram and TikTok, so if you don't want to listen to the whole episode, we post shorts and reels over there, so go check those out. YouTube too, like, comment, subscribe, 100%. And we do, I'll put it now so I hold myself accountable to it, we have a video coming out for the major. It's just taking me a really long ass time to edit it.
Be fucking patient.
So I'm giving myself 2 more weeks.
Yeah, it'll come out,
and
we'll
let
you know.
I don't know. Well, but
if it doesn't I'm gonna try.
I will try.
If it doesn't come out, no repercussions. It will come out though.
If it doesn't come out, we end the podcast. Forever.
Yeah, that's it.
But yeah, thank you everyone for listening. This has been episode 161 of the COD Casuals. We're your host, Justin.
And I'm Mike.
We'll see you guys next week.
Take it easy, everybody.
See ya.